Sebastian Gorka, American Police State. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on August 19, 2023. The history of the Democrat Party questioning the results of an election is long. Remember Al Gore's hanging chance? And what about leading leftists calling for a faithless slate of electors to reverse the results of the 2016 presidential election and so stop President Trump? As recent as October 2020, Hillary Clinton was still publicly questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 election, which countless Democrats claim was stolen from her by the Russians. None of these people have been charged with a felony, let alone ended up in prison. Why? Because they are Democrats, and the First Amendment guarantee of freedom of speech applies to them, not to President Trump or anyone associated with him. In the latest Soviet-style theater of police state tactics from Georgia, which follows a federal FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago and arraignments against Donald Trump in New York, Miami, and D.C., the president and 18 other Americans have been indicted for taking actions that are protected by the Constitution. These include charges that Mark Meadows, the president's then chief of staff, sent a text asking, "Is there a way to speed up the Fulton County signature verification in order to have the results before January 6 if the Trump campaign assists financially?" Act 96, and that someone else sent an email to an unnamed co-conspirator asking them to touch base with presidential elector nominees. Act 67, and that America's mayor, the man who put five mafia dons behind bars, retweeted a post asking voters to call your state Senate and House reps and ask them to sign the petition for a special session. Act 38. These are all felonies in the United States if done by Republicans like Rudy Giuliani or anyone associated with a man who collectively won 137 million votes from the American people in two national elections. This, despite the fact that the First Amendment of our republic is unequivocal in protecting freedom of speech, the press, assembly, and the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. President Trump and his lawyers committed no crime. They didn't privately fund local election officials and place ballot harvesting drop boxes in predominantly Democrat districts. President Trump solicited actions to guarantee our 2020 elections were fair and transparent. That was his crime. That is why he was charged at midnight by a radical district attorney who is the daughter of a member of the Black Panthers. It is said that Lavrenti Beria, the founder of the proto-KGB, had a motto, "Show me the man, and I will find you the crime." We have arrived at that point in America. The fact that this Georgia indictment was accidentally posted on the Fulton County Court website, then deleted, hours before the secret grand jury even voted on what the charges should be, means KGB tactics are here. Can the Republic survive? Sebastian Gorka, Ph.D. is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website. This piece first appeared at amac.us.